Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2534. Could you spend just $100 on the holidays? By Rose Lunsbury of roselunsbury.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. Could you spend just $100 on the holidays? By Rose Lunsbury of roselunsbury.com. A friend recently lent me a book called $100 Holiday by Bill McKibben. I'll admit, the title did not thrill me. $100 Holiday, I thought? How could I spend just $100 on Christmas? And really, why would I want to? Sure, I'm a minimalist, but the thought of spending the equivalent of a week's worth of groceries on Christmas just didn't seem feasible or fun. But then I read the book and cried and became a believer. Let's get one thing straight, though. The title is very, very deceiving. The author actually doesn't propose spending just $100 on Christmas. Even he admits that he chose the title mostly because it sounded good. The book is actually about finding more joy at Christmas, which he argues, quite reasonably, happens best when you take the focus off buying stuff and put it on spending time with your loved ones. I know, you've heard this before. The reason for the season. The season of giving, the season of peace and joy. These are all things we've heard and probably said to ourselves. But the thing is, most of us don't follow it, not one bit. I'm as guilty as anyone. When I think about Christmas, I immediately start fretting about gifts. Now, of course, it's not surprising that gifts can cause me, an anti-clutter activist, some serious stress. But reading this book made me realize that the clutter itself is not the reason gifts make me feel crazy. The real reason is because most gifts are not fulfilling. Giving and getting tons of presents does not make me feel happy or fulfilled or joyful or Christmas-like. Not at all. When I think back to my childhood, I have a hard time recalling any particular gifts I got for Christmas. For some reason, the only specific thing I can remember getting that I truly loved was a brown suede leather jacket. Besides that, I can remember a so not cool sweater my aunt and uncle gave me in high school. Note to that aunt and uncle, I love you and you were very brave to buy your teenage niece clothing, and I'm really sorry if I acted like a jerk when I opened that gift. I also recall a lavender-colored rhythmic gymnastics ribbon that my sister got when we were kids, and of which I was extremely jealous. That's it. Those are the three gifts I remember from my childhood. One I liked, one I disliked, and one that wasn't even for me. Just this small list of personal memories doesn't make a strong argument for filling our trees with presents for the kiddos. But let me tell you what I do remember. Playing in my grandma's basement with my cousins, making up our own dance routines. The never-ending plate of Christmas cookies that my grandma and aunts would refill from the breezeway whenever it started to look the least bit bare. Eating anchovy spaghetti sauce on Christmas Eve. Being in the Christmas pageant at church, especially when we got to come in on a Saturday for practice. We ate Sloppy Joes in the church basement, and I thought that was awesome. The white paper bags of peanuts and hard candy we would get after the Christmas service. doing the Advent wreath with my family each Sunday leading up to the 25th. My mom sending Christmas cards. One year, she designed her own cards using a nativity stamp she made from a potato. Seriously, Mom, where is your award? The year my Uncle Tony received sexy red bikini underwear as a joke. He put it on over his long johns and danced around the house while my aunt slipped dollar bills into the side. I laughed and laughed and had no idea why it was funny. Note, I wish I had some of those dollar bills to pay for the therapy bills from this memory. And I could go on. So what do I deduce from this listing activity? The gifts we give don't matter as much as the time we spend. All my best holiday memories involve time with family and friends. They revolve around memories, not stuff. I think I've always known this intuitively, but until I wrote these lists down, I didn't realize how true this was in my own life. In fact, I challenge you, make two lists. One of your favorite holiday gifts and one of your favorite holiday memories. Which is longer? Which can you recall with more detail, with more joy? I'd love to hear some results. Now, I'm not against gifts, quite the contrary. I love giving gifts, but I think we would all enjoy Christmas more if we focused those gifts somehow on time, if we gave meaningful gifts of memories that will actually last for a lifetime. You just listened to the post titled, Could You Spend Just $100 on the Holidays? By Rose Lunsberry of roselunsberry.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I completely agree with Rose that time with loved ones and experiences are often more memorable than a physical gift. I also feel that DIY gifts are more meaningful to me, both giving and receiving. Oftentimes, homemade gifts are cheaper, yet they can be more creative and thoughtful. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but when someone asks me what I want and then just buys it, it feels a bit off to me. It's like there's no imagination in it. To me, the beauty of giving a gift is in the thought behind it. It can be really sweet to receive something you really enjoy that you wouldn't have thought to get for yourself. While shelling out money for another person is certainly a kind thing to do, when it's dictated by the receiver, it seems more like fulfilling an order than giving a gift. Gift giving is also risky. We all have received gifts that we really don't want and now feel obligated to keep. I actually learned from Rose what to do in this situation. She recommends to say thank you. It's easy and magical because once you've said thank you, your obligation to the gift and the giver is done. It's now yours. Do whatever you want with it. Finally, I think a consumable is always a great gift. Some kind of food or candle or something that will ultimately get used up versus contributing to clutter in someone's home. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.